今天是教会纪念这个耶稣的复活。
Today the church remembers Jesus' resurrection.
其实中文讲得很正确啊，复活节。
Actually, the Chinese way of saying Easter is Resurrection Day, so it's most accurate.
我也不晓得为什么叫做 Easter。
I don't know why it's called Easter in English.
我想应当英文也改成应当是 Resurrection Day。
I think they ought to change it in English to Resurrection Day too.
所以中文很有意思，就是教会纪念这个复活节。
So in Chinese, it really has the meaning of the church celebrating resurrection.
所以今天的题目是我是复活与生命。
Our topic today is I am the resurrection and the life.
经文是在这个约翰福音第十一章，取自约翰福音十一章。
The verse is in, or the passage is in John chapter 11.
因为这里没有打上这个经文。
I didn't write it on there, but it's John chapter 11, verse 25.
那么约翰福音第十一章第一节到四十五节记载了主耶稣死到一个人的名字叫做拉撒路从死里复活过来。
So the chapter 11 of John records how Jesus, brought Lazarus back to life.
但是我们只是来看25节跟26节。
But we're only going to look at verses 25 and 26.
所以请打开你的圣经，约翰福音第11章第25节到26节。
Please open your Bibles to John 11, 25 and 26.
那如果你有时间的话，以后你去看第一节到第45节。
If you have time later, go and read from verse 1 to verse 45.
那你就明白我所读的25节跟26节。
And you'll really understand what we're going to read now, verses 25 and 26.
约翰福音第11章25节，耶稣对他说，他是马大，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
John chapter 11 verse 25. Jesus said to her, and this her is Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
我们在四福音书里面记载了一共有35个比较特殊的神迹。
The four Gospels record 35 special miracles that Jesus performed.
那么这35个神迹没有一个比约翰福音第11章的神迹这么特殊。
And out of these 35 miracles, there's not one that's as special as the one recorded in John chapter 11.
而使到人感到惊讶。
To surprise people.
然后约翰福音第十一章描述到主耶稣使到一个生病的拉撒路后来死了，从死里复活过来。
John chapter 11 describes how Jesus, raised from the dead a man named Lazarus who had died because of illness.
那么除了拉撒路从死里复活这个神迹，
In addition to Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead,
那福音书里面也记载了两个人从死里复活的事情。
There are two other instances where Jesus raised two other people from the dead.
一个是拿因寡妇的儿子。
One is the son of the widow of Nain.
然后这个独生子死了，圣经说被人抬出来。
Her only son died, and the Bible tells us that he was carried out.
然后当时主耶稣使他从死里复活过来。
And Jesus raised him from the dead.
然后除了拿因这个独生子。
In addition to this only son of the widow of Nain.
然后另外一个使人复活的神迹就是雅以鲁的女儿。
The other person Jesus raised from the dead was the daughter of Jairus.
那主耶稣 使她从死里复活过来。
Jesus brought her back from death.
那雅鲁的女儿，她死去的时候才十二岁。
When Jairus' daughter died, she was only 12 years old.
拉撒路死里复活有所不同。
The resurrection of Lazarus is a little bit different from these.
而根据约翰福音第十一章十七节的记载。
According to what's recorded in John 11:17.
那耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
那按照犹太人的说法。
According to Jewish custom.
那一个人死去了四天。
If a person has been dead for 4 days,
啊，他的灵魂已经离开了他的身体。
Their spirit has already left their body.
那换句话说，这个人真正的死去了。
In other words, this person is truly dead.
那有一天，主耶稣得到消息说，拉撒路生病了。
One day, Jesus received the news that Lazarus was sick.
那主耶稣没有立刻去看他。
Jesus didn't go right away to see him.
并且在他所居住的地方停留了两天。
And he stayed at the place where he was. Jesus stayed at the place where he was for 2 more days.
过后他才去看拉撒路。
And he finally went to go see Lazarus.
然后当主耶稣抵达拉撒路的家的时候。
When Jesus arrived at Lazarus' home.
那拉撒路已经死去了。
He had already died.
并且死去了四天。
And he had already been dead for 4 days.
而且已经被埋葬了。
And had been buried.
所以拉撒路的姐妹马大听见主耶稣来了。
Lazarus' sister Martha heard that Jesus had come.
就出去迎接他。
She went out to greet him.
然后对耶稣说。
And she said to Jesus.
她说主啊你若早在这里我兄弟必不死。
She said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
然后就在这个时候，耶稣对马大说。
And Jesus said to her at this time.
他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live.Even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
那么这段经文来自主耶稣的口。
This came from Jesus' own mouth.
那到底主耶稣所说的存有什么意义？
So what does this mean?
这个是要我们今天要来探讨的。
This is what we want to discuss today.
所以主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。这个 New American Standard Bible 它翻译成 I am the resurrection and the life. 如果我们再把它翻译成中文的话，应当是我是复活与生命。那么这个是主耶稣在约翰福音所说的第五个我是。
This is... One of 5 times that Jesus said, I am in the book of John.
因为在约翰福音里面，主耶稣第一次说我是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是羊的门。
I am the gate for the sheep.
我是好牧人。
And I am the good shepherd.
所以我是复活与生命是主耶稣在约翰福音里面第五次说我是。
So I am the resurrection and the life is the 5th time he said, I am.
所以当主耶稣说我是复活与生命目的是要人知道他不受这个时间的限制。
So when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, his purpose was to show that he was not controlled by time.
那无论是过去、将来或者现在。
No matter whether it's the past, the future, or right now.
那主耶稣是复活与生命。
Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
那主耶稣肯定马大、拉撒路会从死里复活过来。
Jesus affirmed to Martha that Lazarus would rise from the dead.
那可是马大不明白主耶稣所说的。
But Martha didn't understand what Jesus was telling her.
马大知道人死后将来会从死里复活过来。
Martha knew that when people die in the future, some future time, they would be resurrected.
所以在11章24节记载说，马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。他讲的没有错。
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. And she was right.
那可是他没有想到拉撒路不久就要复活过来。
But she never imagined that Lazarus would soon be raised from the dead.
他没有想到一阵子他会看到一个有生命气息的一位兄弟。
She never imagined that in just a moment she would see her brother alive and breathing once again.
那主耶稣把这个复活的真理从这个旧约圣经的阴影中显露出来。
Jesus wanted to show forth the truth of the resurrection from the Old Testament.
我们旧约圣经没有很明确的说明死亡和这个复活的真理。
The Old Testament does not clearly state the truth of the resurrection.
那其实旧约圣经有些地方，比如说诗篇跟传道书，谈到死亡似乎好像人的终点。
In some places in the Old Testament, like the Psalms and Ecclesiastes, it talks about death as if it is the end of a person's life.
那人死了不会从死里复活过来。
And it's as if a person after they die would not be resurrected.
也没有这个来生的生命和盼望。
And as if there were no hope, there were no future life and no hope for the future.
可是耶稣说，我是复活与生命。
But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说这句话不是因为他能够使到一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
He said this not because he could raise a person from the dead.
而是他就是复活与生命。
But because he is the resurrection and the life.
因为主耶稣说这句话，因为生命是从他而来的。
He said this because life is from him.
啊，他过去赐给人生命。
In the past, he gave people life, mankind life.
就如起初他用这个泥土造人的时候。
As in the beginning, he used the mud to create humankind.
啊，把这个生气吹进他的鼻孔里。
And blew the breath of life into his nostrils.
他就成了一个活人。
And Adam became a living man.
一个有灵的人。
A man with a soul.
那么除了过去赐给人生命，
In addition to giving us mankind life at the beginning,
那主耶稣将来也会赐给人生命。
Jesus will give us life in the future too.
所以当他再来的时候，
When he returns,
他要使到所有得救的基督徒从死里复活过来。
He will raise all of us who are saved and believe in him from the dead.
所以不只是过去或者将来。
So not only is it the past or the future.
那甚至现在主耶稣能够赐给人生命。
He even can give us life right now.
因为生命是从他而来的。
Because life is from him.
在任何的一个时候。
At any time.
他能够使到一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
He can bring a dead person back to life.
那就如他使到拉撒路从死里复活过来一样。
Just as he brought Lazarus back from the dead.
那因此主耶稣说，我是复活与生命。
And so Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
因为马大看到的只是过去。
Martha was only looking at the past.
因此他对耶稣说。
And so she said to Jesus.
他说，如果你早一点来的话，我的兄弟就不会死去。
She said, "Oh, if you had only come a little earlier, my brother would not have died."
啊，他没有想到主耶稣在任何的一个时候能够使到一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
She never imagined that Jesus could raise a person from the dead at any time.
那除此之外，他只是看到将来。
In addition, she was only looking at the future.
啊，他只是知道拉撒路将来会从死里复活过来。
She knew that one day in the future, Lazarus would be raised from the dead.
他的有一天是指主耶稣再来的时候。
And that one day means the day when Jesus returns again.
会从死里复活过来。
That Lazarus would be raised.
可是他不知道主耶稣在任何的一个时候能够使到一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
But she didn't know that Jesus could raise a person at any time.
主耶稣在哪里 复活的大能就在哪里。
Wherever Jesus is, the great power of resurrection is also there.
我们只要主耶稣把这个复活的生命往后挪。
If Jesus used the power of resurrection,
挪到拉撒路的时刻。
And back to the time when Lazarus died.
拉撒路就从死里复活过来。
Lazarus could be raised from the dead.
约翰福音说，主耶稣是那位创造天地万物的主。
The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus is the God who created heaven and earth.
生命是从他而来的。
Life comes from him.
他可以在任何的一个时候使到一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
He can raise a person who has died from the dead at any time.
所以当主耶稣说我是的时候，我是这两个字是什么意思？
So when Jesus said I am, what did these two words mean?
然后他曾经说过我是生命的粮。
He had said I am the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是羊的门。
I am the gate for the sheep.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
现在他说我是复活与生命。
And now he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
那当耶和华神呼召摩西把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候，
When Jehovah God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
那耶和华神告诉摩西他必与他同在，
God told Moses he would be with him.
那么根据出埃及记第三章第十三节到14节这段经文说，
As it says in Exodus chapter 3 verses 13 and 14,
摩西对神说，
Then Moses said to God,
因为神要他到这个埃及去把以色列领出来，
Because God wanted Moses to go to Egypt to take the Israelites out.
这个是摩西对耶和华神的回应。
And this is Moses' response to God.
他说我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。
Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you.
他们若问我说，他们是指以色列人，或者是埃及人可能。
They here means the Israelites or maybe the Egyptians.
他叫什么名？
They may ask, what is his name?
那我要对他们说什么呢？
What shall I say to them?
那神对摩西说，
God said to Moses,
我是自有永有的。
I am who I am.
又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到这里来。
And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
所以我们看到中文跟英文的翻译有点不同。
So we see that Chinese and English translation have some differences.
我是自由拥有的，英文把它，特别是 NASB 把它翻译成 I am who I am. 所以当主耶稣说我是的时候，英文应当翻译成 I am.所以刚才我们到耶稣说我是好牧人，我是世界的光，他就是指这个我是自由拥有的神。
And all these he said I am. The Chinese translation is a little bit different. It doesn't say I am for that part.
所以我们看到当主耶稣说我是的时候，你要回想到这个出埃及记耶和华神向这个摩西所说的那些话。
So when Jesus in the book of John says, I am, you think back to what God said to Moses in the book of Exodus.
所以我是就是指这个自由拥有的神。
I am means this eternal Jehovah God.
那么主耶稣他也是这个约翰福音第一章第一到第二节所说的。
And Jesus also said in John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the, with God in the beginning.
所以主耶稣说，我是复活与生命。啊，这个声称是七个，雅各福音里面有七个我是，啊，中一个最激动人而且惊人的一个声称。
So when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, that was out of all the seven times he said, I am in the book of John, the most moving and surprising.
所以这个我是是有很强的那种语气。
This I am has a very strong tone.
只有我，没有其他的人是复活与生命。
Just I, there's no one else who is the resurrection and the life.
不是伊斯兰教的穆罕默
德。They're not the Muhammad of Islam.
也不是这个佛教那个佛祖。
And not the Buddha of
Buddhism. 不是观音或者关公。
Not 观音。
不是任何的一个神明。
No other God.
所以在约翰福音第五章第二十六节说，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
As it says in John 5:26, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
所以当主耶稣说，我是复活与生命的时候，说明这个复活的生命是从他而来的。
So when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, it shows that life comes from him.
只要人相信他就能够得到这个生命。
If a person believes in him, they can receive that life.
就好像这节经文说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
As it says in John 11:25, he who believes in me will live even though he dies.
我们 这句经文说的死是指我们肉身的死。
The dies here means the death of our earthly bodies.
然后这个复活是指我们身体的复活。
And live here means our, the life of the body.
每一个人都会经历到这个死亡。
Every person will experience death.
但是一个人相信耶稣的人能够得到这个复活的生命。
But a person who believes in Jesus can have a resurrected life.
这个生命是超越胜过这个死亡。
And this life will conquer and surpass death.
拉撒路的死跟一般人的死有一点不同。
The death of Lazarus is different from any other person.
他在这个世上死了两次了。
He died two times on this earth.
我想我们可能我们不会死两次。
I don't think any of us will die twice.
因为主耶稣使他从死里复活过来。
Because Jesus raised him from the dead.
然后虽然他复活过来了。
And although he was raised from the dead.
但是我们知道最后拉撒路也死去了。
But we know that in the end he did die.
那我相信拉撒路是一个信耶稣的人。
I believe that Lazarus was a man who believed in Jesus.
因此虽然他死了，将来他会复活过来。
So that even though he did die in the end, in the end times he will be raised again.
就如马大所说，是的，他将来会从死里复活过来。
Just as Martha had said, she knew that one day he would be raised.
当主耶稣从天降临的时候。
When Jesus...
Come down.
Oh, came down from heaven. Comes down from heaven in the end.
把教会提到天上去的时候。
And takes the church up to be with him.
拉撒路会从死里复活过来。
Lazarus will be raised at that time.
而且会得到一个不朽坏的身体。
And he will receive an imperishable body.
就如在帖撒罗尼迦保罗所说。
As Paul said in 1 Thessalonians,
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到营里去，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
所以主耶稣讲这句话，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said these words, he who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
那么这节经文里面有两个很重要的观念。
There are two important ideas in this verse.
一个就是信。
One is believe.
另外是复活。
And the other is live.
或者我们可以说这个复活就是生命。
Or we can say the resurrection is live.
然后在约翰福音里面，这个信哦，信这个字一共出现了98次。
In the book of John, the word believe appears 90 times.
而且生命这个名词出现了36次。
And the word life appears 36 times.
所以约翰福音第20章31节可以说是约翰福音的一节很重要的一节经文。
This verse, John 20:31, we can say is a very important verse in the book of John.
也是约翰福音里面的一个宗旨，还有它的目的。
It is the purpose and the reason for writing John.
那可见信跟生命是息息相关的。
We can see that faith and life have such a close relationship.
那所谓信耶稣得生命就是这个意思。
And so believing in Jesus and receiving life is the meaning.
所以约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰一书第五章十一到十二节也这么说。
It also says in 1 John 5:11 and 12.
所以这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
And this is the testimony God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
所以人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命，很清楚的。
And it says very clearly here, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以主耶稣说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said, he who believes in me will live even though he dies.
啊，这个人是指个人。
Here he means an individual.
啊，就好像你跟我一样。
Just like you and me.
一个人得救，信耶稣得救是个人的事情。
For a person to be saved is a very personal thing.
他与神建立这个关系。
He must establish a relationship with God.
那到底信耶稣是怎么一回事？
So what is belief in Jesus?
那其实信耶稣不只是单单信，也要悔改。
It's not just belief, but you must have repentance.
那悔改就是把旧的生命把它放弃了。
Repentance is casting off the old.
那么一个很完整的一个福音应该提到这个悔改。
The complete message of the gospel must include the message of repentance.
那一个人相信耶稣必须要认罪悔改。
A person who believes in Jesus must repent and change.
那么生命必须要有改变。
His life must have some difference.
就好像在约翰福音记载那个行淫的妇人一样。
Just as it was recorded the story of the woman caught in adultery.
因为当时那些法利赛人跟文士带了一个行淫的妇人来到主耶稣的面前，要他定他的罪。
At that time, the Pharisees and the scribes took a woman who had been caught in adultery and brought her to Jesus and wanted him to condemn her.
如果你去看约翰福音第八章的话，你发觉到没有一个人敢定他的罪。
If you look at John chapter 8, you'll see there was no one willing to condemn her.
因为每一个人都有罪。
Because every one of us have sin.
主耶稣也对他说，我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus also said to her, I do not condemn you either.
他说，去吧，从此以后不要再犯罪了。
And then he said to her, go, and from now on sin no more.
而主耶稣讲这句话就是要他悔改。
Jesus said this because he wanted her to repent.
放弃那个旧的生命。
And cast off her old life.
然后主耶稣在26节他说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死， 你信这话吗？
Jesus said in John 11:26, And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
那个活着这句是指世上这个肉身的死，肉身的生命。
Here, lives means our life here on the earth.
那么这个死是指这个属灵身体的死。
But death here means the death of the spiritual body.
什么是属灵身体的死呢？
What is the death of the spirit?
所谓这个属灵身体的死，是指在这个启示录二十章所描述的。
The death of the spiritual, of the spirit is what's recorded in Revelation chapter 20.
然后死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
你看，每一个人。有两次死。
You can see that there are two, every person has two deaths.
就是那些不信耶稣的人将会面对两次的死。
Those who don't believe in Jesus will face death twice.
那第一次就是离开这个世界的时候。
The first time is when they leave this world.
然后第二次的死就是被扔在这个火湖里面。
And the second death is being cast into the lake of fire.
火湖就是地狱。
The lake of fire means hell.
但是一个相信耶稣的人得到这个永生的生命。
But a person who has believed in Jesus has received eternal life.
那约翰福音也告诉我们，当一个人信耶稣的时候，永生就从那时候开始。
And John also tells us that when a person believes in Jesus, his eternal life begins at that time.
所以主耶稣说，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And Jesus said, if they believe in me, they will live even though they die.
然后刚才我讲到，在旧约圣经里面没有很明确的谈到这个复活的生命。
I just talked about how the truth of the resurrection is not clearly stated in the Old Testament.
那约伯也曾经问过这个问题。
Job asked this question.
他说，人若死了，岂能再活呢？
He asked, if a man dies, will he live again?
啊，这个是约伯问的问题。
This is a question that Job asked.
其实今天很多人问这个问题。
Actually, so many people today are still asking this question.
Yeah, 我在接触到那些还没有信耶稣的人。
When I come into contact with people who have not believed in Jesus,
他说人死了怎么会复活？
They say, or he said, if a person dies, how could they be resurrected?
那在过去有一位很有名的心理学家 Sigmund Freud.
In the past, there was a very famous psychologist named Sigmund Freud.
一个不信神的人。
He was not a Christian.
那他说。他不信神啊，他不只不是基督徒。
He did not believe in God.
他是一个atheist.
He not only did he not believe in Jesus, he was an atheist.
啊，他说死亡好像一个谜啊。
He said that death was a riddle.
啊，但是他说死亡带给人恐惧。
And that it was frightening to mankind.
那么圣经说死亡好像一个敌人。
The Bible says that death is like an enemy.
啊，就如保罗在哥林多前书所说
，As Paul said in First Corinthians，
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督徒里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive。
啊，但个人要按照自己的次序复活。
But each in his own order。
啊，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Christ the first fruits. After that, those who are Christ's at his coming.
啊，在后末期到了，那些基督既将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交以父神。
Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽为了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death.
所以圣经告诉我们死亡好像一个敌人一样。
So the Bible tells us that death is like an enemy.
人不能够明白为什么人会死。
It's impossible to really understand why we must die.
特别是那些不信神的人。
Especially those who are not Christians.
人死了真的能够活过来吗？
If a person has died, can he truly live again?
所以古代的人问这个问题。
The ancient people also asked this question.
那么现今的时代也有很多人问这个问题。
And still today, many people are asking the same question.
人死了能够再活过来吗？
If a man has died, can he live again?
那么答案是，从按照圣经的记载说，是可以的。
And the answer is, according to what's recorded in the Bible, is that he can.
因为耶稣说，我就是复活与生命。
Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
凡活着并且信我的人就永远不死。
All who live and believe in me will never die.
那保罗在提摩太后书也这么说。
And Paul said in 2 Timothy.
但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来了。
But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
他已经把这个死废去了，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
所以主耶稣说，对马大说，不是在另外一节经文他说，我是复活与生命，信我的人虽然死了也会复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And so Jesus said to Martha in another verse, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And all who believe in me will never die.
所以主耶稣问马大这句话，他说，你信这些话吗？
And so Jesus asked Martha, do you believe this?
所以马大就对主耶稣说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
And so Martha answered him, Yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who was to come into the world.
所以马大最后他相信耶稣是基督。
In the end, Martha did believe that Jesus was the Christ.
那他是神的儿子。
And that he is God's son.
他相信耶稣是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
She believed that Jesus was the God who created heaven and earth and the universe.
在这个宇宙还没有被创造之前，耶稣已经存在了。
Before this universe was even created, Jesus already existed.
当这个世界结束之后，耶稣仍然存在。
When this world comes to an end, he will still exist.
所以当我们想到在出埃及记所说那个自由拥有的时候，我们就明白他的意思。
And when we think of the I am who I am, the everlasting God who's mentioned in Exodus, we understand what that means.
因为耶稣就是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
Because he's the Lord who created heaven and earth.
那么在这个世界宇宙万物还没有存在的时候，他已经存在了。
Because when everything we see here did not yet exist, he already existed.
那就是这个世界将要过去，耶稣仍然存在。
And when this world will come to an end one day, he will still exist.
因为他是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
Because he is the Lord who created everything.
耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
那最后马大明白耶稣就是那位自由拥有的神。
So in the end, Martha understood that Jesus was this God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
所以这个是主耶稣问马大的话。
This is a question that Jesus asked Martha.
同样的，主耶稣也问我们这个问题。
And Jesus is asking all of us the same question.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
主耶稣讲这句话是有历史根据的。
Jesus, that Jesus said this has a historical basis.
因为在2000年前的时候，主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
Because we know that Jesus was crucified 2,000 years ago.
然后三天从死里复活过来。
And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead.
主耶稣能够从死里复活过来，因为生命是从他而来的。
And he could rise from the dead because life comes from him.
因为他是那位自由拥有的神。
Because he is the eternal God.
主耶稣的复活胜过了死亡的权势。
Jesus' resurrection triumphed over death.
那所以相信他的人都有这个生命。
So those who believe in him have this life.
我不晓得当中你有没有这个生命。
I don't know if you have received this life.
但是我知道当中有不少的人有了这个生命。
But I know that many of us here have received this eternal life.
也有一些人还没有得到这个复活的生命。
And some have not received.
所以我盼望如果你还没有得到这个复活的生命，只要你信这位耶稣，认罪悔改，你将会得到这个永生的生命。
And so I hope that if you have not received this eternal life yet, that you will repent and believe in Jesus and receive this hope.